when we did the general election in Preston, or we sat in the guild hall for the whole night covering it, interviewing candidates, posting photos, audio interviews, video stuff, letting people know what was going on. In contrast to the Lancashire Evening Post, who just phoned in their copy when it was done, took a photo of the winner, and then it was just the front page the next day. Obviously, we don't have the contacts or sort of the manpower that the Lancashire Evening Post has, but we can sort of do things online a lot better. Like, we covered the EDL and UAF protests this weekend, which got us record hits.
I was going to say that your coverage of the English Defence League with a live blog was very impressive.
Yeah.
One question about that, though, is do you feel that you can take more risks than the national, than the main national media with regards to covering events like that? Because obviously you came and covered that with a high range of social media tools, which separated you from services like the Lancashire Evening Post.
Yeah, no, I'd agree with that. It's because obviously we can kind of dictate our own terms. Like, I mean, I'm obviously my own boss when it comes to working with Blog Preston. Pretty much I decide what I can choose to cover. And so when it comes to live events, we can either choose to go sort of all out on some things, you know, without any need to kind of be constrained by an employer or a boss or anything like that. So, yeah, definitely, when it comes to stuff like that. And the fact that we can kind of tap into not just letting people know what happened after it's all over, but while it's going on, I think it's quite a key part of what we do, particularly with the EDL and UAF protests, not only because people wanted to know what was going on, so I was taking photos and sending them out as I took them, but also, you know, how does it affect their lives on that Saturday? Did they want to go and do some shopping? If so, what roads were blocked off? What areas could you get to? Were there any shops that had been boarded up? You know, just things like that that actually would hopefully help someone during the day.
Do you feel that, you know, citizen journalism sites like yourself, and you are part of a current trend at the moment, do you feel that unlike local newspapers like the Lancashire Evening Post, they seem to be running on press releases a lot? Do you feel that you're harking back to the traditional days of, you know, pure journalism and going out and finding the story?
Yeah, which is the thing. I'd like to think that, yeah, definitely. What I would say is that at the moment, because of the amount of time I can give to it, which is, if I'm honest, not enough as I'd like to, it kind of does limit the amount in which I can do some so-called proper journalism, kind of digging and stuff like that. Yeah, that answers your question.
Do you feel that Blog Preston is something that you could try and create a business model of? Because one of the problems that's facing citizen journalism at the moment is whenever it can sustain itself in the long term. I mean, you do it because you love it.
Yeah.
But do you want to do it for a living? Do you think in an ideal world, in the future, if not now, that yourself or citizen journalism people can actually make a living out of those sites?
Yeah, well, I think it's a question that everyone gets asked all the time. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, for example, if I stopped my degree tomorrow and I committed all my time to Blog Preston, say, and say I did 30 hours a week or something, I'm fairly confident that I could turn it into something that people would not pay up front for, but something that resembled a sort of more conventional, bigger news operation, just because the amount of time I could plough into it. If I treated it like a job, basically, which at the moment is voluntary. But that said, I think we shouldn't really look at things as should we charge them up front, i.e. there's no way that at the moment in its state, or actually, you know, when anyone would pay for stuff like citizen journalism in the same way they pay £1 to buy a newspaper. It's like a different form. I think people need to be a bit more clever about the way that they sort of fund these sort of things. Look for things that are nothing to do with journalism that they can make money off in order to fund their journalism. You know, put on events, you know, set up community groups and stuff that you can charge a small entry fee or membership fee for. And you're getting your money like that, and people are more likely to pay for things like that, but then you're using that to fund your journalism. So I think if anyone is to make a living out of it, you have to kind of just find other outlets to make your money in order to fund the thing you actually want, you actually love and want to get the most out of, which is journalism. Because journalism has never really made money.